Turning now to church news, 300 participants at the International Meeting of Religions for Peace got down to business yesterday in Naples, discussing practical problems facing religious leaders as they search to promote peaceful coexistence between peoples. From Naples, Philippa Hitchin has this report.
In a series of roundtable debates, not just here in Naples, but also in many of the surrounding towns, they spoke on a wide variety of themes, ranging from the role of religions in the Middle East, the role of scriptures in the monotheistic faiths, the future of religion in Europe. Among the Vatican officials taking part in these discussions was the head of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, French Cardinal Jean-Louis Torrent, who was chairing a panel on the role of religions together in dialogue. He talked about the Catholic Church's understanding of this interfaith adventure. It's much more than just a conversation, he said. It's also more than just negotiations to achieve some goal or other. It's really more of a pilgrimage, a lengthy process of getting to know and understand each other's point of view. Dialogue of this kind, he said, does bring with it risks and challenges. Paradoxically, though, he said, we are condemned to dialogue because it's the only alternative to confrontation and conflict. So the meeting here in Naples is essential in its work of developing this dialogue for peace. Attending the forum here are several of the Muslim scholars who recently wrote a letter to the Pope and other Christian leaders calling for closer cooperation. So I asked Cardinal Torrent what kind of response the Church would like to make.
Well, I cannot tell you exactly what kind of response will be given, but because we are actually studying how to answer. And during this meeting in Naples, I've been in contact with other religious leaders to hear their opinion. But what it is sure that there will be a response, because this message contains very important elements. For example, one of the elements which are very important is that when the document speaks about Jesus, is presented with quotation from the Gospel, from the New Testament, and this is very new, not from the Quran, but from our New Testament. So it's a kind of manifestation of respect towards the Christians. And there is also awareness of the potential of peace which is contained in religions. When they say that Muslim and Christians represent 50% of the world population, so it means that 50% of the world population is capable to contribute to the promotion of peace. So I think this is very important. Elements that we have to be answered to.
The discussions among these religious leaders continue on Tuesday morning. Then in the afternoon, the members of the various churches and communities gather in different places for a moment of prayer before coming together for a procession and the signing of a final appeal for peace. In Naples at the St. Egidio Interfaith Forum, I'm Philippa Hitchin.